dosage.
Self-help from the hip.
Small dosage.
We're talking that shit.
Small dosage.
And keeping it real.
Small dosage.
With me and them seals.
It's so funky. Well, y'all, this is a mini-sode of Small Doses because your girl is in the middle of writing her book, OMG. Y'all been telling me to write this book, and so finally I sat down this week, and I'm off the grid so I can make this shit happen. But in the meantime, in between time, I got to still give y'all a little bit of something, something, something. So this is a special episode of Small Doses dedicated to
phrases I hate.
Yes, I am a linguist. Okay, I'm really good with words. That's my shit. But I'm also in the world a lot, whether it's on Instagram or physically in the world. And so I get a lot of conversations happening with folks. But even in the midst of that, there are phrases that just show up over and over and over again that have just permeated our vernacular's landscape. And every time I hear them, I don't like them anymore. Okay? So I'm not saying you got to stop using these phrases. I'm just saying don't use them with me. Let's run them down. First off, and this is a classic, there are no dumb questions. Who put this lie into the atmosphere? Because they need to stop spreading this falsehood. There are absolutely dumb questions, especially now that we have Google. You know who's asking dumb questions? People under my pictures on Instagram when I have it in the caption. And then they want to ask me, where'd you get that shirt? It says right there, Mara Hoffman. You know who's asking dumb questions? People who are listening to a song that has lyrics and then saying, what song is that? Instead of just typing into Google these lyrics, slob on my knob like corn on the cob. And what's going to come up? 3-6 Mafia, classic hit tune, slob on my knob. These are dumb questions. Now, don't get me wrong. The concept of no dumb questions came up because I feel like they wanted to encourage people to feel like, you know what, everyone has a right to inquiry, to challenge. You know, there's also the extended version, the remix of no dumb questions, which is only stupid answers. Or some, what is it? No dumb questions. There's another part of that phrase. I always say, you ask a dumb question, you gonna get a smart answer. Because if you ask me, are you racist? That's a dumb question. If you ask me, can I touch your hair? That's a dumb question. If you ask me, do I think Tupac was a good rapper? That's a dumb question. I know you may think that's a subjective question. I'm here to tell you, it's dumb. It's a dumb question. Dumb questions are questions that are asked without thought being put into them first. That is a dumb question. Ask yourself the question first. And 9 times out of 10, you'll actually get an answer. But too often, especially these days, people want to be spoon-fed. And so they ask dumb questions. And I consider those questions dumb because they're questions that are simply lazy. They're lazy questions. And I ain't got time for it. You want to ask a dumb question? Don't ask a smart person. Next phrase. And I've been getting this one a lot now that I be on the TV.
Oh, you Hollywood now?
Lord of mercy. Listen. And that question is so rhetorical. You Hollywood now?
Yes, motherfucker. Yes.
Yes, I'm Hollywood now. What does that even mean? I'll tell you what it means. Oh, you Hollywood now is 9 times out of 10 being asked by somebody whom you don't remember meeting because you probably met them like at a truck stop or in the bathroom or at somebody's party and they were drunk and you were basically telling them like, can you move? Like you making a lot of noise. Like that's the person who's saying, oh, you Hollywood now because you walk by them at LAX International Airport and don't recognize them sitting outside and they're like, oh, you Hollywood now? If that means, do you recognize me when you've only had very minor interactions with me in the past? Yes. Yes, I'm Hollywood now. And also it's like this insinuation of like, oh, do you think you're better than me now? And it's like, no one is going to answer that and say, yes, I don't think I'm better than you. Why are you even putting that into the atmosphere? The reality is, I meet a lot of people. And when people be like, are you Hollywood now? Sometimes, you know what? Just say yes. Because Hollywood is you meeting a bunch of people all the goddamn time. And 9 times out of 10, they are just kind of like faces on a carousel moving around. And the people that you end up having actual connections with either decide to make that their business or you guys have business together. And that's how they end up permeating your space in a real way. Otherwise, everybody is just kind of milling about willy-nilly, you know, just all, it's just like Pac-Man, you know, they're just the ghosts on the board. That's it. Am I Hollywood now? No, I just don't know you. Another question. Do you ever date regular guys? This could be filed under a dumb question, by the way. Y'all, let me be clear. When you ask that, I know you mean, do you date guys that aren't celebrities? I know that's what you mean. But what I hear is, do you date dudes that are not on your economic level? That's what I hear. Okay? And the answer is, I try not to date anyone who will have a reason to resent me that I can avoid. So if you're asking, do I date regular guys? I try to date people who do not have limitations in their life that are going to be in conflict with the lack of limitations I have in my life. Now, the whole point of this whole segment is phrases I hate. And I hate that phrase because it basically tries to insinuate like that you only date a certain type of person with a certain type of status. And that's not what it's about. And for the record, if we want to talk regular, these rich niggas is regular too. Hella regular. I always say people arrest at the age they were when they get their money. A lot of these cats haven't even advanced beyond 22 because that's when they got in the league or that's when they got a record deal, etc. Regular? These cats can't even change a tire. Shit. More
phrases I hate.
Ugh. Pick your brain. I know people are listening right now. They're like, what's wrong with pick your brain? I always say pick your brain. Something about the phrase pick your brain just rubs me the wrong way because it feels like it's like someone trying to like drain you of the knowledge that you have acquired and they want to do so in a way that doesn't give anything back to you. That's the always weird part of it. It's like this dynamic that says like, can I just sit down and like put a tap in your forehead and let the information that I want seep out like a like sap in a Canadian forest? Can I do that? You know, or it's like an Indiana Jones when they opened this monkey skull and then you saw the brain and the sitting in the monkey skull. And it's like someone doing that with your brain, but then coming in with like tweezers and like fine, sharp tools and being like, oh no, I don't need to know what she thinks about fuckboys, but I do want to know how she did a web series. Let me pick that out. Okay. Nope. I don't need to know about, you know, what she thinks about politics, but I actually do want to find out how she's navigating Hollywood with people keeping asking her about, is she Hollywood? Like, there's interviews, there's meetings, there's masterclasses, there's, you know, sometimes Instagram Live. There's like forums for exchange. There's mentorships and mentee. There are forums for exchange. But far too often, this concept of picking your brain is really just saying, hey, can you take time to prioritize me just asking you questions that you had to figure out on your own? And for a lot of us, it's like, I can't do that for free. That's called consulting.
Phrases I hate.
We're almost done here, guys. Last but not least, thanks in advance. You know why I hate thanks in advance? Because it's basically like you're pushing me up against the wall saying, you gonna do that shit. I already said thank you. Now you got to do it. It feels like we're in West Side Story and the Jets are coming at me like, thanks in advance, thanks in advance, thanks in advance, do-do-doop, do-do-doop, thanks in advance, thanks in advance, shoo-do-wee-doo. And now it's like, if I don't do the thing that you think I'm going to do, then you're going to beat me up. That's really what it feels like. You know, like the ASAP mob is going to storm me in Harlem because they said, you know, thanks in advance and I didn't do the shit. Now they're like, you said you was going to do it. I already said thank you. I can't take it back now. Thanks in advance. I know it's probably not even that deep and it's just someone being like, let me just give you a thanks already. But the other part of it is like, so you can't just like thank me after I do it? Like, you got to get it out the way now. It's like a pre-thanks. That's really, you know what I'm saying? I just don't like it. It feels like pressure, and I don't like pressure. I don't like being pressed. Don't give me no thanks in advance, because what that also feels like is a threat. That's a threat. Thanks in advance. You know? Let Debo tell you thanks in advance. Let Suge Knight tell you thanks in advance. You're going to feel some type of way. Our bonus phrase that I hate is nice guys finish last. Oh my God. No, you know who finishes last? Boring guys. Boring guys finish last. The problem is that too many guys think that being nice is enough. No, that should be the bottom line. Just not being a prick, that shouldn't be enough to get you to the head of the class. What are you talking about? Nice guys, quote unquote, finish last because they say, oh, women love assholes. And it's like, no. It's not that women necessarily like assholes more. They're just more assertive. They just go harder. And so they get faster results. They're also charismatic a lot of times. And so they can really like glamour you like you're in True Blood or some shit. And next thing you know, they're in your house and they're in your life. All because they glamoured you to let them come on in. That's not how you want to finish anyway. The reality is that when nice guys finish last, truly nice guys that aren't boring but that are actually good dudes, it's not that you're finishing last, it's that you're playing the long game. And the long game has better results. The long game is more solid. You ain't building a shack, you building a mansion, okay? Like you're not running a sprint, you're running a marathon that requires energy, that requires stamina, that requires thought, that requires strategy in such a more real way. Don't worry about what the fuck dudes are doing. Nice guys finish last should be an actual phrase that's like a battle cry. Nice guys finish last because we're solid, because we take our time, because we invest. That's right. Own that shit. Stop using that shit as some whinging, finish last. I'm so over it. If you're a nice guy, own that shit. Be proud of it. Stop acting like it's a crutch. And if women don't want that, then you don't want those women, period. And at the end of the day, nice is not enough anyways. Learn about some art. Have a hobby. Play an instrument. You know what I'm saying? Learn how to eat pussy. That's really what we're talking about here. It's not about nice guys finishing last. Y'all mad because you bland as shit and ain't getting nowhere. As five British women said in the 90s, spice up your life. Before I go, I'm just going to throw a little positivity in there and give you a phrase that I like. Can I pull up? Oh my God. I need you to understand. When a dude says to me, can I pull up? I don't know why I love that phrase, whether it's verse in like verbal or text. It's like, it has a mix of like true brother black man-ishness to it, but also it has just like a very directness to it that I appreciate. Like, can I come through to the crib? Are you there? Can I be there with you? And I appreciate it. And I've received it several times. I've been like, every time it tickles me. Can I pull up? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You know? And I also appreciate the ask, not the assumption that I was just going to be here. It's literally just saying to me, do you want my presence? Yes, sir, I do. But it's also being said with the knowledge of knowing, you know you want my presence. And I like that kind of confidence. So that, ladies and gentlemen, is a list of some phrases that I hate. And I share them with you because of love. Please use my list at your leisure. And make sure to never use any of these phrases when you're talking to me. I'm going to see you next week. Keep on listening right here to Small Doses.